that particular Amber Alert, can I just want to be straight with you.
Mm-hmm.
That Amber Alert, I felt cheated, man.
What do you mean?
I felt cheated.
Why?
Because, all right.
Was that a black hit?
No, not just because it was race. Race, excuse me. This Amber Alert, this is the first Amber Alert I can say, personally, the kid didn't fucking matter.
All right.
Like, I got this Amber Alert at 3 in the morning. Me and my wife sleep in the bed like everyone else.
Okay.
And my phone made a noise that it didn't make. Apparently, this is some shit with AT&T or T-Mobile or whoever the hell you got.
Okay.
Your phone, during the Amber Alert, you can't pick that setting on your phone for the ringer. That is a specific ringer. Mine was like a
That makes sense.
And now, check this shit out. I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I got up and I was like, this is it. For years, before this podcast, before anything, when I was a little boy on east side of Detroit, I dreamt about this. This is the call. Like, the call that you're supposed to get, like, right before is president, and in this case, this is President Obama. President Obama's calling you like, all right, Sam, this is the shit. This is the shit you've been training for. We need you. Come on. And then it's going to be a fucking van. They're going to come with a briefcase. And then you're going to get superpowers. And then all of a sudden, you're going to be... You are Hancock. Fuck that shit. It's going to be a white dude that fucking believes in you. You are Hancock now. So okay. Now, I see this text. I am amped. You can ask my wife as soon as she walked through this door. I came, when I answered that text, she like, what the, like, half sleep. She's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, this is it. I start high-fiving her. I woke up. It's 3 in the morning. This is the call. This is everything I ever read out of Marvel and DC Comics.
Okay.
Then I answer this fucking text. I'm like, this is it. This is the shit. You should know this. You're in MMA. I trained with you for roughly 6 weeks. You should know this. Like, okay. This is the call. All
right.
I'm going to get a fucking spandex suit. Okay. I'm going to learn how to fight an hour. All this right. is going to be the shit.
And then what happened?
I'll open the phone. And this motherfucking kid is missing. It was a fucking tan... What was it? It was something that was like so generic but specific at the same time. It was a teal pickup truck.
Something like that.
And I'm like, fuck y'all. That's exactly what I said to you, my phone. I woke up. I had my sweatpants. All right. I know we overshare a lot on this podcast. I don't give a shit. Look. Text me. Tweet me. SamShow11. JustTalkWithSam@gmail.com. Look. I've said this a few times on this podcast. That is the reason I sleep in sweatpants. You know how some people sleep in the drawers or they're sleeping, you know, sleeping clothes or pajamas or whatever. From that day, since I was about 6 years old, I've always slept in sweatpants just in case the shit goes down. I'm ready.
And the shit didn't go down.
I thought it did. Shit, my phone made a weird noise. It followed the protocol. And I answered my phone, hey, this girl is missing. If you know something, text us back. Oh, no, fuck y'all. I want my Hancock suit.
Yeah.
I'm ready for the suit.
I dream of that shit, too.
And when I got it, you made me a supervillain. I have dedicated my life not to finding this little girl. I'm glad. Hey, look. It's where we are now. I'm glad she was found. I'm glad she's okay. Personally, in my heart of hearts,
you just fucked that kid.
I don't give a shit.
Okay.
Like I know my brain is saying, oh my God, I'm glad she's great and she's good with her family. She was safe. She was found safe. Everything's cool. I'm good. I'm good on that.
But you want your Hancock suit.
Oh Jesus Christ!
I feel you.
Yes.
It's funny that you
I was
say that.
Cheated.
It's really, really funny that you say that. And I also started